I think we've got, is it, hold on, I'm looking at the list here. We've got one more student to talk to. So who do we have? Who's the last but not least, the great students today to talk to?
Yeah, so our final student today is Tanish Bhatt. He's a grade 10 student at Gonzaga High.
Tanish, thanks for coming on the show. Well, hi, Tanish.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, there you go. Oh, hi. Sorry, we thought, I wasn't sure if we had you there, but we got you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Can you tell us about your science project?
Yeah, sure. So my project is analyzing SARS-CoV-2 variants using protein sequencing and bioinformatics. So this is a novel approach to really understanding how the different SARS-CoV-2 variants are from each other. From the first virus that was first detected in 2019 and from the vaccine. And it's a new way to try to understand how effective the vaccines that are currently being distributed are on these different variants. And to do this, I used protein sequencing to compare like the different structural proteins. And structural proteins are just like proteins that are essential for the virus to live. And so the structural proteins include like the spike protein, the membrane protein, the envelope, and the nucleocapsid proteins. And so the research that I did in my project can provide better insight on like potential variant-targeted vaccines, and it helps to better understand how each variant differs, and it can also help with understanding the vaccine efficacy on these different variants.
So what did you learn about the differences between the variants?
So I found out that there are some variants that have a lot of differences from the original virus, from the vaccine, and even from like the other circulating variants. And so variants that were different from the other variants circulating and from the vaccine component were actually variants that were known to cause a lot of cases previously. Like, for example, the Delta variant, which was one of the variants that I studied, the Delta variant was, like, it still is prominent, but it was even more contagious previously. And so based off my results, actually, I noticed that the Delta variant had substantial differences from all of the other circulating variants and from the vaccine component as well. And so, like, all these different circulating variants, I studied the ones as of January 2022. It shows, like, based off of how different they are from the original virus, from each other, and the vaccine component, it gives a really good indication as to which are circulating and causing major impact on society.
Oh, right on. Can I ask you, when did you become interested in viruses? Was it the pandemic, or was it something before?
This is actually, so my interest in viruses sparked from a personal experience. So in 2019, I was actually infected by three different viruses all at once, and it took me a really long time to recover from that sickness. But that incident really, it motivated me to learn about viruses. It intrigued me as to how they spread and how they replicate, and like it really motivated me to learn about different viruses.
I'm glad you're doing better, and that is quite the origin story for how you got like how to kind of get into something, right? You know, you get really really sick, and you're just like, hey, I want to find out more about this. So, in terms of virology, is this something you think you're going to continue on with in life?
So in the future, I do hope to continue studying viruses. The fields of immunology and virology are appealing to me, and it's something I definitely look to pursue a career in. And overall, though, my goal is to research new ideas about viruses and to discover and build on concepts that will help to develop tools to protect against different viruses and diseases.
So how much of, because you mentioned it started because you got sick, but then with the pandemic, how much then has the pandemic informed this for you? Like, do you think you would be doing the same type? I mean, it wouldn't be the same project, but would it have been a similar project had the pandemic not hit, do you think? Or do you think this has kind of moved you even further ahead?
So actually, it's funny that you actually asked that. So last year, actually, I did a project, not completely similar to this, but like it was also virology based. So what I did was I analyzed the influenza vaccine effectiveness on the different variants over 2 decades, actually. And so I participated in the Sanofi Biogenius competition last year. But this year, the pandemic, like, we've seen how much of impact the pandemic has had on all of us. So this year, I was really inspired to carry my interest forward and to move into research towards COVID, actually.
And I'm assuming you're all ready for the next phase of the national competition?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm super excited for it. Yep.
Excellent. And so what's left to do for that? Is it all kind of done, or are there finishing touches being put on stuff?
Yeah, so it's mainly just finishing touches and just making sure to, like, just practice presenting and all that. And it's just coming down to the final stages.
And when you present, what's that like? Because it's virtual still, so it's just, is it you in front of just, I guess, a bunch of people on a monitor? How does that work?
Yeah, so... the way it works is it's like through online platforms like Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and there will be a panel of judges, and there's at least 3 judges. And so you get a certain amount of time to present your project, and then the judges will take probably 10, 15 minutes just to ask questions and to test your background knowledge and to see, like, just to ask questions on what you did, just to clarify stuff.
All right. Tanish Bhatt, thank you so much, and good luck with the next phase of the competition.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so Tanish, there, you know, that his, I mean, all of the science projects today are blowing me out of the water. But just the conversation there of just kind of the origin story of, well, I got sick, and then I wanted to look into that, and then also I looked into, yeah, flu, influenza, and then the pandemic, and just kind of the building of his knowledge there. It's Yvonne, it's quite something.
It is indeed, and as I said, you know, we encourage students, of course, to look at issues locally. Well, certainly you can't get more local than what Tanish experienced himself, but it was the impetus to create some great research, and certainly very topical.
Yeah,
indeed.
Well, and all of them. It was so, going through the show today and meeting all of the students, going from biofuels to looking for new food sources to food security and the pandemic. It's just everything is stuff that's affecting us in our world today, globally, mm-hmm. locally, and the fact that everyone is so curious and wanting to kind of dig into that to try to find solutions. In terms of when I often ask people about, you know, are you optimistic, are you pessimistic, whether it's climate change or this or that, the other thing, talking to really creative and, you know, just young people, young scientists like that who are doing such great things, that does fill me with some optimism.
Yes, I have to agree there, Adam, certainly.